Praise God. Well, welcome to Showtime, Appointed Times in God's Eternal Kingdom. And we're here today with Abe and Steve and Pat and Pastor John, Pastor Pat. And so we want to welcome you for listening in on us. And we're just going to talk a little bit today about what God is talking to us about. And we're going to, you know, hopefully have a good time this morning.
Amen.
So
we will.
So Brother Abe, we're going to go ahead and start with you and get you going right off the bat.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, come on.
You know, I think right now, kind of like what's mainly on my heart is for those people that are still essential out there. Because I know I'm essential still. They say so, at least. And then I know Steve.
Well, we hope so.
They yeah. still say your job's essential, right?
Yep. Yeah. So you guys are essential.
Still working.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, we got our pastors essential in the building.
Yeah.
But you know, it's kind of a different thing living right now and doing our job, you know, as essential people.
Yeah.
Because you know, I know for me at least, I'm still also the person that is going out doing the shopping and all that, and it's a whole different thing out there now.
Yeah.
And you know, I get home 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night sometimes because of it. You know, it's a long day, and you know, I was just kind of thinking, you know, for anybody else out there who may be going through that, because I know this week I felt like I kind of like hit a wall.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm just worn out. It's just to make sure you don't lose track of where your strength comes from.
Amen. That's right.
And, you know, making sure that, you're always looking to God to provide that for you and just, you know, rest on Jesus and, you know, he'll keep you strong. He'll keep you, you know, at peace.
Amen.
And you shouldn't have any anxiety, and that, you know, his burden is light, right?
That's right.
Right. Yeah. So
praise God.
Amen to that.
Steve.
Well, this morning, after I sent you the text back, we got one of those phone calls that you don't want to hear. And it was concerning Denise's dad, and that he was his mom, you know, her mom was saying, you know, he's acting strange and he can't, can't stand up, can't do some a lot of things. So, you know, right away I kind of felt like, maybe it was a stroke is what I felt like the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so we got ready, we ran down there, and, sure enough, I got in there and we asked him, you know, how he's doing, and he can't talk out of both sides of his mouth. You know, his right side's not working very good.
Boy.
And we're like, and he can't, he's like, I can't pick up my arm, and you could, you know, barely understand him. And, so, you know, right away it's like, hey, I know this is a stroke, you know?
Yeah.
And it was all on his right side. So, you know, we said, let's pray. And
come
so
on.
We gathered around him and we lay hands on him and we started praying. And, you know, the night before I was reading my Bible and stuff. And, you know, sometimes you just don't feel like it's really hitting the spot. Maybe,
yeah,
you know, you're
right,
just
yeah.
right not there, you know, and it's just not.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, when I was praying this morning, it kind of almost seemed like there wasn't that, you know, that wasn't that anointing there, you know, how real powerful. And this one just like it wouldn't have blown fuzz off a peach, you know. And and then we were praying, but it's like,
come on, man.
But I got to remember it's not me. It's God.
Right? Right,
he does
right.
work.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know, so, you know, said that where two or more are gathered in my name, you know. There I am also.
Amen.
And anything you ask, you know, in my name,
come
it'll
on,
be
man.
Given, right?
Amen.
So that's what we were standing on, was on what he could do, not what
amen.
What
that's
we
right.
could
amen.
Do.
Amen. That's exactly
and,
right.
And so, yeah, I mean, it was amazing. We had prayed. The ambulance was on its way. So as we did, I mean, within probably 30 seconds, 45 seconds or less, he was talking at a normal.
Come on, man.
He could pick
God.
Up his right arm. He could pick up his right leg.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know, and so, you know, we went ahead and sent him off, you know, the medical professionals could do their thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know where he's at right now. I don't know what's going on, but I know in whom we trust,
right? That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, Steve.
It's he that does the work. Amen.
Praise God.
And that's a cool part. That's the part that we got to remember. It's not us, it's him.
That's right.
And, Amen. You know, when you know that he's taking care of it, you know, that's where your hope is. That's where your trust is.
Come on.
And that's Amen. The good news I have for everybody else out there that's got a bad news phone call or something they woke up to or something that happened. You know, it's God. He's got it.
That's right.
And he does the work.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
So, amen.
Amen.
That was our little dilemma
Come
this morning.
On. Well, praise God, you know, because we're living in a time right now where, you know, they're telling you, hey, stay 6 feet. You got 6 feet. Stay 6 feet. And, you know, the word tells us, it says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. And so it's important that as the body of Christ, we remember that, you know, when you, if you see somebody, I mean, in the word of God tells us that there is no fear in love. Is that right? That right. love, I mean, there's no fear in love because, you know, fear has torment. And so when you see somebody that needs prayer, don't be afraid to reach out and lay your hands on them. Say, let me pray for you and pray for them. Because right now we are in that, we're in a world where it says, hey man, 6 feet, you got to, I mean, and there's an element of fear underlying that, but God's word always is always above and not beneath. And so we're going to lay hands on the sick. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to pray for the sick. We lay hands on the sick, watch them recover. And live in a place where we know that God's word says that he is a shield for us and an exceeding great reward. And we are anointed for this time. We are called for this time. So it's important that we remember that. Amen. Praise God.
One more comment on that. You know, you mentioned that it's he that does the healing. And so whenever we do pray for someone, we don't take credit
absolutely
for Amen. That healing. So therefore, when they don't get healed, then we don't put blame on ourselves because they didn't. And sometimes people do that. Did I not pray enough? Did I not pray the right way? Was that prayer not something, you know, so we start That's kind right. of putting things on ourselves because that person didn't get healed. And so God's taking care of the whole picture here.
Amen.
That's you don't right. claim the glory when someone does get healed, and you don't claim the blame and they don't.
Amen. That's right. Praise God. You know, it is God. It is God who works all things according to his will. And so that's what we remember. You remember that. You do what you know to do. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. We speak what we know to speak. You know, and so that's what we do. And the rest of it is, it's up to God. Yeah. Know, though, that he has anointed us for this time. So questioning God is, I mean, a lot of times just going and saying, well, what happened? Everything, we're questioning God, we're questioning the word. And that's not really ever good. I mean, it's always to know what you believe, you walk in it and let the cards fall where they fall, man. Amen.
Jesus Praise God. Didn't have a problem touching.
That's exactly
touching people
leprosy.
When they were all full of all the junk that was out around then.
Leprosy was a disease that would move on you, man. And, you didn't see Jesus backing off, man. Come on,
man. I mean, you know, and it's like, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going through, and I think that was a good thing to remember. You Amen. Know, this might be a valley, this might be a low spot, but I'm going through it.
Come on, brother.
With his help, Amen. I can go through it.
That's right.
And that's where my hope is in this thing. And,
Amen. And because you are the light, absolutely. And that when you're walking through that valley of the shadow of death, the light overpowers the shadow. And that's because you are the light. So, isn't that cool?
Amen.
It's who God has called us to be.
Amen.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of the things we're talking about today and a lot of the things that we're seeing going on around us is it's evidence of the hope that we have in him. Pastor John brought up on his Sunday service, that tribulations, hard times that you go through produces hope. And I'm just going to read from Romans, from experience, from the things that you go through in life. It says in Romans chapter 5, verse 3, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that the tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. I mean, just as Steve was praying for his father-in-law. I mean, you already have hope before you do that, because you know that God's word is absolute truth.
Amen.
And there's no football coach that wrote a book one time that said, all you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough.
That's right.
It really is. If you just act on what you know,
amen,
everybody knows something different. We're all at a different place in our walk with God. But if you just act on what you know to be true, God does the rest. It's not us that doeth the work.
Amen.
It's God that does the work.
Amen. You know, and the word you just read said glory and tribulation. Are you kidding me?
Amen.
What are you talking about? I mean, what? I mean, glory and tribulation. I mean, this is a time that the world is kind of seeing the tribulation right now.
Yes.
Well, I mean, and you know, and the body of Christ needs to, hey man, praise God, man. God's doing something this morning. God is doing something. And you know, that's what His hand is at work. It really is. A lot of times we don't like the way it looks when we see it, but man, His hand is at work. And so the scriptures tell us to glory in tribulation, man. So praise God.
Yeah, without
amen,
fear,
amen,
there's no need for hope. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Stand tall.
Stand tall.
You know, when you've done all that you can do, keep on standing.
Amen.
Praise you know,
God.
And I wanted to read something out of Psalms too, that we are the light of the world. We are. Jesus is coming soon. And the things that we know, we are to share with others. All the giftings of God that you have, that I have, they're not for us. It's for other people.
That's right.
So we are to give away that which God has given us. We are to encourage. We are to motivate. We are to give. I mean, I'm seeing something in this time of, I mean, there's a lot of folks out there that are struggling because there's a loss of income. I'm seeing God do some really neat things.
Come on, man. Praise God.
In the area of provisions.
Amen.
That God wants to do for you. I mean, there's, you can prosper in time of famine, right? Because the Bible gives you illustration after illustration after illustration about these things. And for those of you that are listening, I want you to understand that God, Jesus, is your hope. Don't lean on your own understanding
right,
of these things.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord. God is going to get us through this. He's going to get us past this. And it's these times that we are to exercise our faith.
Amen.
We are to work out our own salvation. Every time you do something that's difficult by faith, you become stronger in that thing. When you pray for someone and you see them recover, you get stronger towards the next time when you see that. You're going to go after it because you know in whom you believe. You know what He'll
That's right.
do if you know, we can't heal anybody, but God says you lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That takes all the responsibility off you and me. We do what He said. He does the rest. But in Psalms 37, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass.
Amen.
I'm going to bounce around a little bit here, but I want to bring these few scriptures out to make you realize this process of what we need to go through in order to see the things that He promised come to pass. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of grace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth, but the Lord laughs at him, for He sees that His day's coming.
Amen.
Guys, we are, the Lord's coming, and one day we're going to stand alongside the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to look at this one we call the devil, and we're going to go, that was the one that caused all these problems. And if we can look at those things now and believe that, just as we will on that day, right now, we should be able to look at these situations and go, you gotta be kidding me. That is the one, I don't think so. We're not gonna let this happen because we have found out through God's word how to come against these things, how to stand by faith. The Lord upholds the righteous, and the Lord knows the days of the upright. and their inheritance shall be forever. We're going to live forever.
Amen.
We are eternal in our,
that's right,
our life. And he is coming soon, so be ready. Be cautious. I mean, be of an understanding heart towards those. This thing is a real problem. This virus that's out there right now, it's a fact. It's causing harm to people. But we have God's promises, which trumps that.
Amen.
And it is the strength to overcome these situations. So we need to be encouraging people around us.
Amen. There was a young lady that had come by the church, and she was in a police car. and she was checking up on me. I was in the back, and I was throwing trash into the dumpster. And she comes pulling up right away and lights on and everything. I go, what's going on? And she goes, she just started laughing. I just thought she was telling me that they actually do ask people, hey, do you come to this church? Because they sit out front here and do you come to this church? And most people will say yes. And they'll say, what's the name of the pastor? Then they've got a problem. So they run some folks off, some folks they haven't. Well, she was real sweet, but she was talking. She asked me, what do you think about? I said, do you read the Bible much? And she goes, well, a little bit. And I said, well, in Genesis 15, God makes a promise to Abraham. And the promise is, it says, I am Abraham, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. And I said, you know, and I know you've got a beautiful shield right there. She had her police badge on. As you got a beautiful shield, and you know you are a chosen vessel for the Lord for law enforcement. And I said, but the fact of the matter is that shield that you have is kind of a protection for you. Is that right? You can walk into places where, she goes, absolutely. I can go almost anywhere I need to. I said, yeah, because of that shield. Well, this shield that God has given us is over us. Those that believe in Him love Him. And so, hey, be ready. I said, man, hey, people are going to need something from you. And I said, if you give them just a little bit of word, even just what I just told you, that he is a shield for you. She goes, wait a minute. Let me get my, she pulls her pen out and she writes it down. All right. Genesis 15:1. I said, yeah, just take that with you, man. So really, really, and just like you say, hey, we need to be in this, you know, to give to people that those things that we have stored in us. And no, you know, you don't have to go dragging people out of their houses and stuff. You don't need to go knocking on door. Hey, guess what? Let me tell you about the Lord. You just, whatever God puts in front of you, that's where you do. That's where you work. Amen.
You know, I want to add just one thing to that before I pass on to Pastor John here, but I was in town and we're all accountable for the truths we know, right? We're all accountable for what God asks us to do personally that day. That's it.
That's exactly right.
I was leaving town and I saw two law enforcement agents sitting on their motorcycles talking in the parking lot. And as I was driving by, I went, I should say something. Then I said, well, no, they look busy. And I went, but God said, no, go back. So I just spun around and I parked next to him. And I said, hey guys, I just want you to know, I said, I'm associate pastor of a church in Green Valley. And I want you to know how important you guys are. I appreciate your work and we are praying for you. And he goes, you're not going to believe this. I go, what? He goes, we were just talking about religion and trying to figure out what's going on.
Come on, man.
So we just took that few minutes.
That's exactly right.
To stop by and plant a seed. Now that was encouragement to them time.
Yeah.
That's important.
Good. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's what God does. And that's what he's looking for in these times. Amen. Come on, man.
Amen.
Yeah.
Pastor. Yeah.
Good word, by the way, this morning.
Yeah.
Good word.
You, Pastor.
Oh, me.
good for you.
I was just listening to Steve as he said, walking. We talked about walking through a valley, that you will get through it. And every one of us has valleys and mountains. And we will get out of that valley and into the mountain. And I know we all understand that God speaks to us in different ways. And one of the ways that God's been speaking to me and Stella actually was through this song. There's a song that seems like they play it pretty often. And I don't know, I'm sure you've heard it, with Toby Mac. It's called The Edge of My Seat. Every time we hear that song, there's just something that rises yeah, in us, come you on. Know? And the idea is that the song says, I am on the, you have me on the edge of my seat. I have this picture of like,
absolutely.
Let's go. What are we doing?
Come on, man.
And so to look at this time that we're going through, and it seems like we're locked up, we're dormant, we're just kind of here.
Yeah.
But if we really look at the big picture, we're resting.
Come
we
on.
Are,
That's
we are,
exactly
we are spending that time with God. We're spending that time with our families. We're being filled because there's something coming. And, you know, there was a time even with our church, you know, we're all saying, man, we just, you know, everybody, 10 people are doing all the
Come
work
on,
or whatever yeah. it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And so at this point, we're resting. We're like ready. And I hear that song and it's like it just stirs
Come on.
My spirit to think that we're on the edge of our seat and we're saying, okay, God, you have us there here now. But there is something waiting for our church.
That's right.
And it's coming very soon. And so enjoy your rest because yeah. that time is coming that he's going to say, okay, I need you here, go there, go here.
Amen.
You know? And so we're not going to be able to, you know, all the stuff that we're doing now, we won't be able to do. Yeah. And you're starting to see, as I said prior, is that you see unity, you see people working together, you see people wanting to hear God bless you.
Absolutely.
And you know, there's more evidence of God in our nation today than before. There's a lady, and I want to mention this. There's a lady that comes to our church, works for a home for elderly or whatever. And so what she was doing, you know, Stella was talking to her yesterday, and what she was doing is she was going to work early and walking around the place praying for the nursing home. And so I guess her boss saw that she was, and so she told her, from now on, he says, clock in before you pray.
Come on, man. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Can you imagine awesome. That?
Amen.
That's cool.
I'm into that, bro. Let me tell you. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know, it's like people recognizing and seeing the need for God's hand to be upon their building,
Amen.
For God's hand
Praise
to be
God.
Upon the people that they care for.
Amen.
But it's like clock in because that work is probably
Come on.
More important than what you're going to do the rest
Come
of the
on.
Day.
Hallelujah.
So yeah. I think we're seeing awesome. A lot more than we give credit to sometimes. We focus on what the downside. There is so much upside
Come
right
on.
Now, guys.
Yeah.
So
Amen.
Keep your eyes open and watch what happens when you get off of that seat.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that was yeah. I was yeah. Thinking just when you were talking about that, John, it was there used to be a commercial on TV. It was Tucson Raceway Park. And they said, we will sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's how it is with God, man. The more time, you know, and I think God has for the last 6 to 8 months been talking about trying to get people into the prayer closet, I think it was a preparation for these times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it sound almost, to me as preaching that, you feel like, well, I sound like a broken record. get in the closet. But the fact of the matter is God was calling on the church to find special intimate times with him. We are still in that time. We're still in the time where God is saying, hey, find me. I've given you rest. I've slowed your life down to a slow pace. I've slowed your finances down to a slow pace. Come on. Praise God. But you know that God is going to provide in all those things. But he is saying, come into my presence. Allow me to speak to your heart. Allow me to strengthen you. So, use these times. Continue to use these times. We've talked about it almost every time. Use these times for the Lord to strengthen you in the work that he has for you.
And, you know, Pastor Pat kind of touched on this earlier. We're talking about, you know, people who may not have the finances that they once had. And, you know, it kind of makes me think of, I think it talks about it in James chapter 4, but also Proverbs 27:1, it says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring.
Amen. That's right.
And I think that there's no greater time than right now that kind of like says like, well, yeah, what the Bible says is true right there, you know?
That's right.
And, you know, the thing is like, you know, so many of our lives have been disrupted, but it doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. Because, you know, it also says in Proverbs that, you know, many are plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's that will prevail.
That's right. Amen.
And this is like an excellent opportunity for us just to say, okay, God, where is it you really want me? You know, I'm stopping doing plan. I'm going to stop planning for myself because I know what you got is better. And just go with that. Because, you know, I mean, if I would have gone with my plan, I wouldn't be here right now. And, you know, right here, I know it was just an amazing thing, you know, to be right here doing what I'm doing and serving God the way I am.
Come on.
So I thank God for, you know, changing my plans.
Yes.
And I just, you know, encourage everybody out there to find what God's plan is for their life.
Amen.
Because it's, you know, it's just an amazing thing. It brings so much peace. And I mean, it's just amazing.
Amen. Praise God. Anybody? Well,
yeah, there's one more thing too in line with what you're saying. There's a lot of people out there that are hurting right now and are struggling, and we see it every day. And we're seeing not only this country, we're seeing the world coming together and helping each other in a way that they hadn't before. Walls are coming down, differences between people. People are opening up to each other. So I encourage everybody, if you see somebody out there that has a need, help. I mean, I see it going on all the time, but there's help. I mean, be the hands.
That's right.
You know, be the feet. I mean, we are the body of Christ. So if you see a need, and just to think of it from this way, if everybody did what they felt they're supposed to do in their heart at any given moment, there would never be a need across the planet. It's that simple. So whatever little thing you think you're supposed to be doing, and it doesn't seem like a big deal.
Yeah.
It is. Step out and do it and see what God will do.
Amen. Do those things. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Steve, do you want to pray?
Yeah, I'll pray.
Come on.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your goodness and your mercy that it endures forever. Father, that you have covered us. You have made the way. It is your anointing that you have anointed us with. That, Father, we might be that light, that we might go out and we do these great and mighty things, Father, that you have said. We pray for the sick. We, Father, we seek your way. We are a light. We help those who are in need. And Father, we thank you. And we lift up all those, Father, right now that need jobs, that need income.
Yes, Lord.
That need healing. Father, we just, in Jesus' mighty name, these things be done. And,
yes.
And Father, we know it's not us, but it's your hand, your work, your way. And Father, you have said to pray for them, and we have. And we will, and we do. And God be praised, and God be glorified. And we ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Well, thank you once again for tuning in and listening to Showtime, Appointed Times in God's Eternal Kingdom. Know this, and this for sure, heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away.
That's right.
The joy of the Lord is your strength, and in his presence is fullness of joy. So get into the presence of God in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. We'll hope to hear from you soon. Amen.
Amen. Amen.